research program of embodied music cognition. It's pretty much focused on bodily movement. This will form the research questions and our methods. So our methodology or design of our experiment will be based on these assumptions. The experiment is a motion capture experiment and to validate our experiment we then do a perceptual experiment, a web-based perceptual experiment. We do some fancy computations to make predictions and then we'll see that on the result sections. And on the conclusion, I'm going to present you a conceptualization of how we can process motion capture data, presenting a cognitive model, and if we can describe idiosyncratic movements in music performance. So let's go to the background. Music performance is among the few music universals. Among the few universals in music, music is among the few universals in humanity. So it's this thing that we all know what it is about, but we cannot explain it or define it really easily. Early research in about expressiveness in music has focused on expressive elements in the composition, but nowadays the focus is on the performers layer. So that was a consequence of the music computing technologies that we were able to analyze body movement or audio data and do some computations there. Now, this is a standard reference. This is probably the beginning of music performance as science. This is a paper by Palmer. In that paper, she introduces some really interesting notions. For example, that rhythm generates movement. If you see that under the prism of music performance, you can see that the roots perception have kinematic and dynamic characteristics. And this is our basis for this research. Furthermore, on the other hand, because we are going to focus also on different modalities, another standard article is this by Davidson, which actually showed how different modalities, she did an experiment using different modalities and she showed how biased we are in the visual cues. So you don't even have to listen to any audio to perceive the performance as expressive. So the embodied view in music research says that the associations between sound and movement are conceived as gestural schemas, which is shows the primitive nature of gestures compared to that of concepts. And then further on, this is one of our main questions. So if we can go from the first focus of musical gestures, which is the extension of the physical movement, to the secondary, which is the intention, what we're supposed to express. So further conceptualization on that is that we approach the study from the first, second, and third person perspective, the subjective experience, the social interaction, and the objective measures of kinematics. And the social interaction is really important because the vast majority of research in cognitive science focus on individuals and having lower social problems. So our main research question is if we can deduce secondary aspects of musical gestures, intentions, expressive intentions, from primary aspects. This is physical movement. How we can compute somehow a subjective experience expressing intentions from something that is objective and can be captured from a camera. Which kinematic features are related to the perception of expressive performance, if there are some patterns there, and if the visual channel is dominant on the perception of expressive performance, as Davidson has suggested since 1993. But we are doing this in a duet, so Davidson did that in solo performance. So, our methods is an experiment that we have three violin dyads, three different performers, duets performers. We motion capture a song that we're playing, and after that we render the stick figures. You will gonna see that. We did a web-based perceptual experiment. We asked the participants how expressive is this performance. To validate the performance experiment of the perceptual experiment, we did some movement computations. That is that we extract kinematic features, we try to do some dimensional reduction techniques, because we have pretty much many dimensions. If you consider how many markers there are, you're going to see that video. And we did some mathematical models to predict the perceptual ratings from the movement kinematics. So, the performance experiments, we had three violin dyads performing an arrangement of the dance song, the claim step. We assigned to the performers three expressive intentions, deadpan, normal, and exaggerated. We did 12 recordings for the first dyad and 9 for the second and third. Each performer had 26 markers on his body, so that is 26 times 3 for 3 dimensions, like 70 something dimensions for one performer. This way we apply dimension reduction techniques. And the infrared, the apparatus was had 8 infrared cameras running at 120 Hz. We also record the audio. After that, we did a perceptual experiment. We ran the stimuli. We had 51 participants, 72 stimuli, average 32, 16 female, half of them musicians. We rendered 3 different stimuli, like audiovisual stimuli, both image and sound, visual and sound. Visual only with no sound and audio only with no visuals. The participants rated on a 9-point Likert scale, and we asked 3 questions about expressivity in performance, about interactivity between the musicians, and about synchronization between the musicians. So this is our stimuli. Thank you. Okay. Now, from these stick figures, we have focused only on ancillary markers, which are the shoulder, the root, and the head marker. We standardize the time series data, and we apply the dimensional reduction techniques, specifically principal component analysis, and we extract then the kinematic features, particularly the velocity. Actually, in advance of the principal component analysis. Then we run a multiple linear regression. The response were the perceptual ratings, so we predict from global descriptors of the principal components a single response, the perceptual ratings. We applied cross-validation of the fitting, and we evaluate the goodness of the fit using R squared. So the results, these are kind of proof that concept that the perceptual ratings were okay, more or less, from back alpha, etc. This is also a proof of concept that the participants, the musicians, embodied the different levels of expressivity with a different amount of movement. So what was the mean kinetic energy for the deadpan, and this is the mean kinetic energy for normal and exaggerated conditions. And we can see that for the regression, we predict expressivity with the highest prediction for the visual on time, so this is in agreement with Davidson, and for all the stimuli we achieve the K number rate. So these are all our kinematic features. This is a principal component loading matrix which shows where is the amount of movement. I'm going to show you this video. Have an idea, let me go back. So these are the principal components, the first component, the second, the third, and the fifth. So you can see that the first component where the biggest amount of movement happens is on the mid-lateral axis. So this is the head, the shoulders, and the root. So the performers have the biggest variability in this axis. This is the second, which is on the vertical axis, etc. So if we go back, we can see that yes, the biggest amount of variability was on the head mediolateral, on head shoulder mediolateral, and the second component was on the vertical axis, etc. So we can conceptualize and assign some names like swing, hip keeper, dorsal bend, etc. So, as a conclusion, what I learned from this is that in order to go from low level kinematic features like from the signal to predict high-level features like expressing intentions or mood or emotions, you have to follow both bottom-up and top-down perspective. So what we did is that we validate using perceptual ratings the expressing intentions, and we did computations to make top-down evaluation assessment, so that we form some kinematic features. So, yeah, gestural, the concluding remarks are that gestural kinematics carry significant information about performance variation. Music information retrieval should also focus on movement and not only on physical features. Vision dominates the perception of expressivity. in front of this total mountain perspective. Thank you so much. And these are the references. Please feel free to ask any questions.